This is a really narrow alley.
Oh, that's one of the entrances to Ajikoji Entertainment District. It's a maze of alleys with over 200 small restaurants and bars.
Really?
Yeah, it's so much fun. The seafood is especially delicious. I really love eating a little bit at lots of different places. You can hear the muffled voices of people singing karaoke and laughing late into the night.
What does Ajikoji mean?
Directly translated, it means bright flavor way. It's a new name. It used to be called Oyafuko-dori, which has a totally different image. Oyafuko-dori. Oyafuko-dori means disobedience to one's parent street.
What a name!
There's also another really interesting thing that you can see in Ajikoji.
What's that?
It's called Morijio. At some restaurants and bars, owners put small piles of salt outside their door.
Salt outside their door?
Yeah. It's to purify the entrance so no evil spirits can come in.
Really?
Salt is used often for purifying rituals in Japan. At sumo, they also throw salt to purify the ring.
I saw sumo once, and I was wondering what they were throwing.
Let's keep walking, and I'll tell you about something else that you can see along this main street.
Sure.
There are a few stores along here that sell umeboshi.
Umeboshi?
Umeboshi is a famous local traditional pickle made from ume. Ume is often translated as Japanese plum, but it's really a type of apricot, so let's just call it ume.
Are they sweet?
No, actually some umeboshi are very suppai.
Suppai?
Right, sour. There are many kinds nowadays, though, including some that are sweetened a little with honey. People often eat it with rice.
Is that the only way people eat ume?
No, there are many ways people enjoy ume. Ume juice and umeshu or ume liquor are also very popular. They are quite sweet and delicious.
Did ancient people eat umeboshi as well?
That's a great question. Yes, it was an important and simple way to get minerals and nutrients, and they are pickled, so they last a long time. Even samurai would eat them before and after battles.
Really? Samurai would eat them?
Yeah, but they are not just delicious, but the flowers are also very beautiful. In February, the surrounding hills are covered with ume blossoms.
Oh, I'd love to see that. But first, I think I might try some umeshu.